We read the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, the Rambam Perkei Halacha Gimel. And the Rambam says, Tisha B'Av is one of the Tanesim, the Chamisha Dvarim Irubai. There were five things that happened. And we went through them, but we didn't finish the Rambam. We read the first four. What were the first four? Gazra al Yisrael b'midbash lo yikansu la'aretz, the B'chiyah l'dayres. Chayv Avayis b'rishayinu b'shniyah. And then the Rambam's L'shayne Azov, the way he describes Korban Beitar. But there was another thing that happened. The other thing that happened was, Ubay b'yayim ha'muchel l'peraniyayis, that day, that's muchel l'peraniyayis, charash tunis rufus harasha, mi malchei edem es ha'echel. Tunis rufus harasha, he was one of the malchei edem. He was one of the Roman kings. He took a plow, and he plowed the hechel, the esvivam and the surrounding area, l'kayim, to be mekayim the pasuk that says, tzion, sodati charash, that one day, tzion, zion, would be plowed like it was a field. This is the fifth of the five things that happened on this day. So today we went down history lane a little bit. What was this? And when did this happen? When did Turnus Rufus take his proverbial plow and go and plow the fields of Yerushalayim, of the Mekam HaMikdash, of the Heichel? Turnus Rufus was Rabbi Akiva's Bar Plukta. Throughout Shas, Rabbi Akiva is debating Turnus Rufus. Turnus Rufus was the one who killed Rabbi Akiva. He's this melech who put Rabbi Akiva on death row. He lived at the time of Churban Beitar. In fact, this happened right after Churban Beitar. This was the exclamation mark of Churban Beitar. So Churban Beitar, we talked about. Right after Churban Beitar, Turnus Rufus goes, and what's his next move? He's Mimalchei Edoim, and he's Choresh as Ahechel v'Asvivov. L'kayim t'imekayim this pasuk of Tzion, Sodati Charesh. But now that we understand a little bit of the history of it, we can appreciate it. Because there was a movement, the Beis HaMikdash was maybe going to be rebuilt. Bimei Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. There was literally a decree, an edict that was passed by the Roman Empire, build the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a tremendous movement. But then Adar Yonis came, and Bar Koichva, and Churban Beitar, and all the terrible tsaris. And then Kumtz again Turnus Rufus, and he takes it to another level. Asar Rugei Malchus. He kills Rabbi Akiva. Rabbon shel kol harabonim nun shari chochma. He kills Rabbi Akiva that when Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mekabel the Torah, he saw Rabbi Akiva said, "Why give me the Torah through me?" And David didn't even answer him. He said, "Shtoik, kach ol afon machshav. This is what I want to do. This is the way it's going to be." But Enochamid, there wasn't a good Torah. It almost sounds like I'll be nigla anyways. It's akut kasha, and that's who this Turnus Rufus is. And he says, "I'm going to make a dogish. I'm going to show you Jews how far you are." Not negeya. He takes a plow and he plows through the hechel. But I'll tell you a davar nifla that the Lubavitcher Rebbe said. He said, this nevuah of Tzion Sada Ticharesh is the low point. This is the low point. This is the fifth of the five things. Now that we can inherit a little bit, we can appreciate it. By the way, it's mentioned in the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Makis, right? L'chein beglalchem Tzion Sada Ticharesh. This was the lowest of the lowest of the points that the Yidden had come to. But the pasuk, when it describes this low point, it says that what happened to Tzion? What happened to the Heichel? It was plowed. You know when you plow? You plow when you're going to be Zereya. You plow when one day you're going to be Koitzer. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, this nevuah of Tzion Sada Ticharesh, which is the fifth and final of the Yesoidis and the Shoshis, the things that happened on Tisha B'Av. And he went ahead. What did he plow the land? Niva v'lo yoda manasnava. He plowed. Because Enochanami, right now, Tzion is like a field. Oh, but at the same time, like the Gemara says, there's going to be a day where the skenim and the skenois are going to be berchoves Yerushalayim. V'ish mishante biyodim b'roiv yomim. People will be zeichat tarichas yomim. One day Mashiach is going to come. And one day we're going to have the Mokim HaMikdash. This will be the Bayis HaShlishi. And that's the Akiva Nichamtonu. The Akiva Nichamtonu in Turnus Rufus. Turnus Rufus was Rabbi Akiva's Baal Plukta. And he went and he said, I'm going to show you Rabbi Akiva. Tzion Tzoda Ticharesh. Rabbi Akiva always gets the final answer. And Rabbi Akiva is going to get the final answer. Rabbi Akiva is going to get, pun intended, the last laugh. And Yetz Hashem, we should all be Zoicha to Akiva Nichamtonu. Akiva Nichamtonu.